Well, this is the time I usually say thank you to you, but I just wanted to mention something. I know you collect all kinds of word games, crossword, puzzle, ephemera, and
Yeah.
that. Do you collect board games as well?
I collect puzzles what you do with your hands, but I do draw the line at games.
Because I thought that, and we went to an exhibition just this past week that I think you would absolutely love. It's at the Smithsonian Institution's Sackler Gallery, and it's called Asian Games: The Art of Contest. You should have seen the things they have. There are incredible examples of embroidered parcheesi boards and embellished backgammon and chess sets, and there's even an early version of Chutes and Ladders, but apparently centuries ago, do you know this? It was called Snakes and Ladders?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love to play games, as you can imagine, so that sounds terrific.
Well, all of the artifacts are displayed in several rooms at the Sackler Gallery, so we met Anne Gunter there. She's the head of scholarly publications and programs and the curator of ancient Near Eastern art at the Sackler, as well as the Freer Gallery. And she gave us a tour, which you can listen to too. And she began with an answer to the question, why is the exhibition focused on games from Asia?
Only in Asia do we have the length and richness of historical and archaeological sources. We have, well, historical sources going back at least to the 2nd century BC. And so it's a way of looking at cross-cultural phenomena throughout the continent.
Right at the entrance to the exhibition is an extraordinary chess set. It is inlaid with rosewood ivory and ebony. Why choose this to be the welcome into these games?
This is a set that was created for the Indo-Portuguese export market, and it encapsulates the kind of movement we have in the history of games between Asia and Europe. Asia, the source, the wellspring for many of these games, they subsequently passed into Europe, where they became very popular, and then in the period of the colonial era, with large European presence in especially South and Southeast Asia, there was a revival of interest in these games and the creation of an industry for producing sets that were manufactured specifically for an export market.
Gunter pointed out cases with centuries-old sculptures and paintings on the walls inspired by four different types of games: memory and matching, physical dexterity, strategy, and chance. We then walked down a wooden staircase to an area of small tables and chairs where we played a little parcheesi, the game known in earlier centuries as pacheesi.
Seven.
Okay, I'm blue. One, two, three. Oh no, I'm going the wrong direction. Six, seven. Okay, you go. I think I'm gonna quit while she's ahead. A group of grade schoolers descended into the room to play as Gunter guided us to the area featuring games of strategy.
This section of the exhibition, War and Territory, examines two games of strategy, chess and weiji, or go. Now, in contrast to games of chance, which either involve entirely chance or sometimes a combination of luck and strategy, such as in backgammon, chess and weiji are entirely games of strategy. In chess, the aim is to capture your opponent's king. In weiji, or go, the object is to capture your opponent's territory. And they both were games that taught specifically in early references to them strategy on the battlefield. And we have a wonderful story about the invention of chess and backgammon in the Shahnameh, the Persian Book of Kings, composed around the year 1010. We hear the story of a distant Indian ruler who owed tribute to the Persian king, who sent the game of chess as a challenge to the Persian court. He said, if you rule over all of us, then your wise men must be wiser than our wise men. The game was a challenge. If the Persian court could not decipher the challenge, then the Indian ruler would claim victory and refuse further payment of tribute or taxes. But in fact, the Persian court, actually one wise man in particular, rose to the challenge and said, I understand this game. This is a battlefield. These are armies, two opposing armies. And not content with having deciphered the puzzle of chess, the Persian wise man proceeded to invent a game to send as a challenge to the Indian ruler, and he invented the game of backgammon.
So you go home from work every night and play backgammon?
I'm taking lessons.
Anne Gunter, thanks so much for the tour.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Asian Games, the Art of Contest, organized by the Asia Society in New York, is on display at the Smithsonian Institution's Sackler Gallery here in Washington until May 15th. There are pictures of game boards and playing pieces at our website, npr.org.